Good evening, everyone. This is Craig, Craig McKinnon Networking. How are you? And I guess it could be good morning or good afternoon, depending on when you're listening. Either way, I truly appreciate your time and you being here. So last week, we talked about the mini commercial. We talked about the elements of it, meaning how long it should be, what it should contain, things like that, but also why it's important to your networking and your overall marketing strategy for your business. So this week, and that was an action item. So this week, we're going to talk about a mindset item, and that is, in networking, the relationship has to come first. And I want you to realize that that may be the only thing that comes out of networking. It's not always going to be a home run. You're not always going to get referrals from that person, and you're not always going to give referrals to that person, if ever. But you never know. You may end up with your new, your new BFF, which isn't a bad thing. So it could go that way. It also could go the way of no relationship exists at all. Like you see them at different events, things like that. You wave, and that's it. Maybe that you put them in your email list for your newsletter or whatever, and that's as far as it goes. So you know, maybe it's a 2 out of 10 on the relationship scale. And you know, and you do your best to keep it there. You do your part, they'll do theirs, and you know, maybe it turns into something in 5 years, or maybe it doesn't. But you keep the relationship good. And because you are trying to keep the relationship good or establish something with someone, this is not a sales opportunity. It may be tempting because you have a captive audience. But I want you to hold tight. Remember, you're going to tell them about your business, but you're never asking them to buy. Now, at some point, they may say, hey, I need your help. And at that point, great, because it's super organic at that point because they know all about your business. They may know all about you at that point, and they still want to do business. So that's a great position to be in. Now, and I'm not saying you're never in a sales mode, because there are times that you will be, just not when you're networking. So right place, right time, know the difference. Some great places to start to learn how to build relationships while networking, and the absolute bedrock of business networking, is your Chamber of Commerce. Chambers of Commerce are, and they vary from place to place. Now, the one that I'm part of, it is very relationship-based. There's a neighboring one. I forget exactly where it is, but it's a pretty transactional one. Like, you go in to do business. Bring your cards. We're going to hook you up with somebody to do business. Now, who knows how long those relationships last? The one I'm part of, and this is why I like it so much, it's built to, you know, go for years. You're there. Yeah, you're going to talk about your business. You're going to get yourself a little bit of a sales force with those people that you meet as you're growing your network, and that's where you are. Hopefully, they're going to refer you some business. They may not. Hopefully, you're going to refer them some business. You can control that, though. So not all of them are the same, but find the one that fits you and go for it. Another great place, another place where you can really get some great relationships going, are service groups. Meeting with people that have the same social interests. I'm talking like the Rotary or Lions Club or Kiwanis, places like that, because everybody's kind of like-minded and they have a single goal, and those relationships can grow to be really strong. Now, I mentioned those three because they're massive organizations, but there are probably, I would venture to say, hundreds of thousands of service groups out there, you know, ranging from pets to vets to, you know, and everything in between. So find one that works for you. And, you know, let's be truthful about it. Yeah, there may be a bunch of people that do that kind of business, the kind of business that you want to be part of, but let's be interested in what's actually going on. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of a plot twist here. During networking, we're always talking about providing value first, giving first. That's what we want to do, and we want to do it often. But I'm going to read you something, and it's called the Franklin Effect, and this is something that I understood before I knew it was a thing. And I'm going to read this to you. Like I said, I want to make sure the message gets across. It's called the Franklin Effect. Benjamin Franklin was having trouble with a particularly difficult member of the Pennsylvania legislature. He knew this man was an avid reader, as was Franklin. Franklin knew he had a book that was very rare. Franklin asked if he could borrow it. The legislator allowed it, and Franklin returned it a few days later. From that moment on, the legislator became much more agreeable with Franklin's initiatives, and they became and remained good friends. Now, they don't say what the book was or who the legislator was or anything like that, but what it's talking about is Franklin found a bridge, a common ground to point out and use to get to this guy's heart, really, when it comes down to it. He knew what he wanted to do was good. So what he was trying to build a relationship, he did. And in short, what I'm saying is ask for a favor. Now, I know that sounds, you know, you flip the script. Okay, why are we doing that? That was something I used to make a living on. Now, we had to deliver. We had to do the right thing. The companies that I worked for, we had to do the right thing. And we did. Otherwise, it wouldn't have worked. But it was also more along the lines of, hey, can you help me out with this? Can you give me advice? What are your thoughts on this? By asking advice, they're providing value to me, but who knows? Maybe that person, like me, I mean, honestly, I love to sit here and listen to myself talk. Just by the fact of you showing an interest in their opinion, that could be massive value to them. You don't know. But you're not going to do that every time. Just know that that sort of availability is out there for you. Anyway, I hope that was pretty understandable. The Franklin effect is kind of a cool thing. I've been a big fan of it even before I, you know, realized what it was or that it was something. And I like talking about it. But anyway, mindset, relationship has to come first. Find your, you know, find your people and get out there and do it. That's all I got. I hope you have a great week, and I'll talk to you real soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.